Reflection, Epiphany of the Lord, Cycle B, First Reading, Isaiah 60, 1-6. Isaiah has been long associated with the Feast of Epiphany, and with good reason. It not only includes the traditional Epiphany imagery, it also describes Isaiah's vision of an actual Epiphany of God. The first thing Isaiah saw was the appearance of God's light rising to shine on the fallen people of Israel. Even though darkness might cover the rest of the earth, the glory of God was beginning to dawn in Zion. Then Isaiah saw a great throng of pilgrims approaching Jerusalem. Leading the procession were all the exiled children of Israel. Following them were representatives of all the nations of the world, bearing gifts for Israel and Israel's God. Attracted by his light, they too had come to worship. The most significant feature of this epiphany is its breadth. Given that Isaiah was writing at a time when Israel was obsessed with the pains of reconstructing its national life following the exile, Isaiah could have focused primarily on his own people. But he didn't. In Isaiah's vision, God's light shined not only on Israel, but on all the nations of the world. This epiphany, Isaiah says, is for everyone. It is a feast of reconciliation, bringing together all the cultures and races of the world.